Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
This is Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard, and my guest today is an artist who first went viral back in 2021. He had a song called I Hate Alabama, and now his song Creek Will Rise has been all over the radio. Connor Smith, welcome to Absolute Radio Country. So the last time I saw you, I was in Nashville, and I think it was the day of the actual CMA Awards.
Yeah.
Or that week, anyway.
Yeah, that was a mad week.
You grew up in Nashville, yeah. So, you know, Nashville is obviously something that you're used to, but even for you, like, that CMA week must seem like, even if you know what's going on, and I know your mom kind of works in the industry as well, right? She's a television host.
Yeah, she's a TV reporter, so she kind of do red carpets or interview songwriters.
Yeah, so not a world that you're not familiar
with.
Sure,
you get a little bit of a look into it.
But then, for you to actually be on the red carpet and be a part of that, it still must be different.
Yeah, it was wild. It was a surreal thing. It was also, I mean, you're doing interviews for 3 hours. I didn't eat dinner, so I was like really hungry. So it's like just one of those first times, and it's always cool, man. I think all those moments where, you know, I've always looked at that sort of stuff and kind of imagined what that'd be like, and then you get to live it out and walk inside of it. So it was really cool and an honor to be there.
And then coming over to the UK, has that been something that's been on your radar for a while?
Yeah, it has. It's cool to see. I mean, over the last year, especially, country music's skyrocketed and grown so much, especially outside of America.
Yeah.
And so I've heard so much about the fans over here. So many artists told me how, like, kind and generous and how attentive every fan was. And I mean, it's a wild thing. It's very different from America in just terms of the way that they listen, the way that they are so attentive and kind about your music.
It's not just the hits.
Yeah, 100%.
They're digging right in there.
They're listening so intently. And so you can kind of take them on this journey of telling stories and playing the songs, and you just can kind of feel the reaction.
Does it give you the opportunity, you say tell stories and stuff like that, do you mean like between songs? Is that something you would do more here than you would do in the States? Like in the States, do you need to just go like song, song, song?
Yeah, I mean, every environment's different. But for the most part, if you have their attention, you can really kind of take them on the journey of how a song came to be, which is my favorite part of this whole thing. Mm. I know Jackson D was in here. He does the same thing, and we've been doing a lot of guitar pulls together. And I love doing it with him because we both love taking people on the journey of how a song came to be and kind of set it up. But when you're playing in a college bar in America, you know,
you got to keep their attention.
Yeah, it's just like, how fast can you play? So it's different in that way.
So congratulations on Creek Will Rise. I mean, my Lord, this song. And, you know, it's not surprising because I think anybody, the first time that they hear this song, they're blown away by it. But it's just taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's done a lot for me. I always said that I felt like when I wrote it, people would ask about it. I said it was my tour bus song. Like, this felt like the song that would take us to another level. And it's
that, you mean you'll finally get a tour bus?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I got you.
And it's done that. So it's been really cool to watch the song grow. You know, as a songwriter, you're kind of like a gold miner showing up every day, just trying to, you know, wait for that one day where you don't hit on the rock and you actually get the gold. And I felt like when we wrote that song, it was one of those days. And it's cool to see that kind of intuition come to life and see the way that song is done for us, not over in America, but, you know, over here in London.
Oh,
just
yeah.
To see how big that song's been, it's pretty wild to me.
The album is Smoky Mountains. We talked about this a little bit when we were in Nashville together. The amazing Hayley Witters is on the new album as well. We love her. Collaborations, it seems like Nashville is such a collaborative place to work. You know, whether you actually sing the song together or not, like working on the song.
As a whole, yeah, even just the town in general, I think there's such a family aspect to Nashville and the town and just the way that everybody kind of helps each other.
Yeah.
I think if you look at most top-level artists in the genre, there was someone above them that helped them get there
yeah.
in an artist, and then You see, who helped you get there? I mean, my guy was Thomas Rhett. He was the dude for me that really reached down and said, "Hey, let me show you some of the ropes. Let me take you on tour and let me show you how to do this the right way."
Do you call him TR?
I do call him TR.
TR to his friends and neighbors.
Yes, TR. Well, it's weird because his first name is Thomas Rhett, so like that's his full first name. So you can't call him Thomas, and then so either way, but yeah, TR.
TR.
But everybody has one of those guys. And so I think that's kind of the cool collaborative aspect of Nashville. And then that, you know, stretches across the music as well. And so, Haley was really kind to jump on this song, Roulette on the Heart. And it's one of my favorite tracks on the whole record. And she's so talented and it really brought the song to a new level. So, that was my first duet I've gotten to do. And, excited to hopefully kind of carry that as we keep putting out music to do more of that.
So back in 2022, you made your Grand Ole Opry debut. And talk about, you know, growing up in Nashville, being a Nashville kid, this stuff is all around you. Getting to do the red carpet is one thing. Playing the Grand Ole Opry, I mean, that's a whole other thing, isn't it, surely?
Yeah, playing the Grand Ole Opry, that's the number one highlight when it's all said and done. And my grandkids asked me one day, what was the coolest thing you ever did? Making my Grand Ole Opry debut will be the top of that list. There's such a magic and there's this reverence in the building that is so spiritual that you just feel when you walk in and when you're backstage and when you're on the stage. And when I got invited to do that, it was special. I kept saying it was like my wedding day into country music. You think about, you're at the Mother Church. I got like 60 plus family and friends, all the people that, you know, got me there. And then to step inside of that circle and get to play a couple songs. And so since then, I mean, we've been back 6-7 times and, on the list of like lifetime achievement goals, becoming a member there is top of the list.
Connor Smith, it is always a joy to see you. Thanks for coming in to see us.
It's always good to see you. I'm glad we get to do it in your hometown now.
Yeah, no, it's nice. And now that you've got a taste for it, keep on coming back.
I would love to, man. Even just driving, all I've seen is from the airport to the studio, but just the buildings, the architecture, it's like nothing I've ever seen, so it's beautiful.
Oh, good. I hope you have some time to dig into it, because, I mean, the drive from the airport's not particularly beautiful, but I'm glad you're impressed
by
it.
Sure, yeah, but you got to start somewhere.
Oh, well, wait till you're around the corner. It's going to blow your mind.
I can't wait.
Good to see you, Connor.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for joining.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.